like me anymore. She just does not. Okay, honestly, I gotta tell y'all the truth because I don't want y'all anyone to be angry. Jade is taking care of a client. We had a last minute client thing happen. And yeah, for all of y'all who didn't know, we have clients. We have clients, but we are very exclusive. We only take 5 every 6 months. I'm sorry if we didn't invite you. Just email us and we'll invite you the next time. But yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. I'm gonna stick with that. And then Jade's gonna get angry. But anyway, moving on. That was my banter part, y'all. That was completely my banter. It's bad. It is cool. We have books. Yes, we wrote books. There's 10 of them. We have And I Thought Divorce Was Bad. And if I was in studio, I'd be like, hey, there's a book. And then there's a book. And then there. It's like, you know, Oprah with everyone gets a book. Except I'm not giving books because I refuse to pay for shipping. Anyway, and then there's And I Thought Divorce Was Bad. And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy. And I Thought I Could Juggle It All. And I Thought I Did My Journey Alone. And I Thought I Had It All Figured Out. Hollywood, I'm still talking to you. I want my own TV show. Yes, I have my own. Wait, Jade's not here? Reality TV show. I have my own reality TV show. I'm serious, but that's not important. And then there's And I Thought The Workbook, The Misfit Guide, The Way That Leads to Crooked Footprints, The Misfit Guides, The LBD Soirees, Cocktails. Just in case you guys needed a good cocktail, guess what? I got a book for that. Oh, wait. I think I'm missing one. And I Thought I Did My Journey Alone. Oh, and I Thought I Was the One. That's the one I always forget because he never is the one. That's what it is. Anyway, you can find all of those things on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and WeThought.com. It says Jade is here. I'm going to make a big to-do. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Announcement, people. Yeah, I have my own reality TV show. You should watch it, Just Right in Life, on Amazon.com and Channel 18 in Sacramento. Season 2 starts in August. And since I'm the only person here, I'm blabbering on and on and on. I think it's time to chat with the guests because I'm boring like that. So, wonderful guests, would you like to interview yourself? Ooh, that's a new name. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, hiya. Hi, Jade. Hi, everybody. I'm Jo Howard.
I'm Tina Barry.
Yeah, together we host Verbose, which is a spoken word night in Manchester in the UK. And we're quite excited at the moment because we've just won an award for our night, which is a Saboteur Award for Best Regular Spoken Word Night.
Yeah, in the UK.
So, we've got an event happening tonight as well. We've got a flash fiction workshop with Tanya Hirschman.
Dr. Tanya Hirschman,
yeah. Because we're all about women, you know, showing off if they have a title. I think that's important.
Yeah.
It, well, Well, it helped the atmosphere, put it that way.
Yeah, with the nerves. A lot of people, like, if they've never read or done any kind of performance before, it's kind of terrifying, but it's just, it's nice because everyone is willing everybody else to do well. There's no sort of competitiveness because everybody's completely different.
Mm. Yeah, because somebody came to our night recently and they said, oh my goodness, this is like the opposite of stand-up comedy. Because in stand-up comedy, it can be quite sort of, everyone's trying to take each other down. Whereas I feel like spoken word's very nurturing. And,
yeah, really.
That you're always trying to big each other up and support each other. And everybody listens, you know, they actually really pay attention. It's a lovely thing.
All right, so I hear a lot that written poetry is the conscience of society. So if written poetry is the conscience, is spoken word kind of like the bullhorn?
I don't know. I think it depends on
the poet. You're very American, aren't you?
I don't know.
We don't really have those words.
Do you mean like somebody who's just like getting it out there?
Maybe I said it wrong. Oh, not the eyes, not today.
By the horns.
No, like maybe I said it wrong. So let me try this again. You know how you do marches and you have the thing and you're talking to it and it just amplifies it? Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, right. Okay.
Like
a loudspeaker.
That's the one I was going for. But then it's actually like a horn that you can squeeze and it blasts.
Okay.
And that's like a bullhorn. But whatever.
Moving on.
No.
I think it depends on the poet, basically. Some people are like that.
Yeah. Mostly it's, people dealing with the thoughts inside their head and putting them on paper and then sharing them with other people.
Yeah, I think that it's very good for your mental health. I think a lot of people benefit from that side, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a great way to put your anger, your oppression, your depression, everything on paper and then give it a voice. And it's kind of, I don't know, like to me, it's kind of like acting. It's like taking my own words and then writing and reading them on a stage as a script and seeing how the dance goes.
A couple of months ago, he just split up with her boyfriend that day. He just dumped her that day, hadn't he? And then, and then she wrote this really fantastic poem and brought all her friends down with her. And she stood up and read this poem and then everybody was really cheering her at the end. And it felt like a brilliant,
fantastic moment for her
and like all the people in the room as well.
Yeah, like, I remember that feeling. I do. I remember it. It was horrible. That is awesome. So, what do you think made you just like an outstanding spoken word? What do you think is unique about Verbose?
I think that we're very welcoming in Verbose. Like, there's no sort of ego there. So when somebody comes to our night, everyone that walks in the door, we're like, oh, hi, what's your name? How are you doing? You know, and like trying to make everybody feel comfortable. And we're trying to get headliners that are, you know, a really diverse mixture of people and different styles and stuff. So, and we have 3 headliners every time. Who are like published writers or people who are like seasoned performers. And then we have like about 12 to 15 people on the open mic as well. So it's like divided into 3 sections, which means that it's got quite a nice structure. It keeps people's attention through the night because we have like, you know, it's in short bursts, so you don't have longer than 3 minutes for an open micer. So they have to like keep it short. And it means that you get a massive variety of voices on the stage.
And lots of breaks so that nobody's sitting there just, you know, thinking.
It's important to have lots of breaks because there's a bar and you need a break.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a constant, like, find the person that you've just heard and tell them that you like what they've heard.
Yeah. So people can socialise and get off with each other, that kind of thing.
Wonderful. This sounds like an easy community, like, almost familial night. I said that right. Yeah, familial.
Yeah,
there we go. You know, I'm speaking with England, so I'm, like, worried about my English, because, I mean, you guys, like, invented the language. It's like,
we're worried about our language as well, don't worry. Yeah. I just said get off with each other, and you didn't know what that meant, did you?
No,
if you get off with someone, it's like you, like, kiss each other and, like, you know, get it together.
Like, my mind went there, and I was like, it sounded too cute and proper to mean that. No, that's not.
No, it does mean that.
Okay.
We actually encourage our writers to get off with each other.
Yeah, it works. No, great emotion. And then when you get dumped, even better emotion. So, I mean, it works twice as good. They're going to keep coming writing happy and sad poems. All right, so I should probably call this quits at this point because, yeah, my time has run up, out, whatever.
Okay.
But I want to know when you guys have your events, what day? And then my narcissism has a question, and then I'm done.
So our events are on the fourth Monday of every month, and we start at 7:30. It's at Fallow Cafe in Fallow Field in Manchester.
England.
UK.
Yes. We have a Manchester here? There's no J.
Yeah, you do. Always pops up if you're trying to buy an air ticket for Manchester. There's like one in...
Where is it?
It's Alabama or something. No, is that
Birmingham?
Really? Somewhere over there. It doesn't pop up on Google. I put in Manchester and it immediately goes UK. And then it said Stansted.
Yeah, but there's definitely a Manchester somewhere.
Manchester.
I'm sure it's in the UK. I mean, mine is the weather because I hate y'all's weather. I'm sorry.
Well, we hate it too, but you know what? We've had a really awesome summer.
Yeah,
it's been really warm.
Look how tired.
Really? Is the sun out?
Yeah.
I'll be there in 6 minutes.
It's not out today. Okay. We've had about a month of sunshine, which is incredible for here. So
we've had a month of rain, and we haven't seen the sun. Yeah. Our first week seeing the sun. And I'll be there in 5 weeks, so I'm sure the sun is going hiding now. So. Never mind.
Are you coming to the UK?
Yeah, I'll be in Yorkshire in July for about a week.
All right, cool. That's not far away.
No.
Yeah, whereabouts in Yorkshire are you going to?
Bradford, England.
Bradford?
I don't know what a Bradford is, but everyone I call, because, like, I know we go over every 6 months to England, like, for book tour and poetry and stuff. So, like, everyone I call, they're like, in Bradford? No, I'm not coming. Like, what? You guys follow us, like, everywhere. They're like, but Bradford? And I'm like, what's wrong with Bradford?
Don't answer that on air.
It's not a very big place.
That's probably why they're saying that. Because they probably think, we'd go to London or, you know, a large city. But Bradford's kind of a medium-sized town. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you get bored when you're in Bradford, look us up. We're not that far away.
Yeah. Yeah, we're only about an hour from Bradford. Yeah.
We will. It'll be better than... Oh, I shouldn't say that.
Manchester, we'll take you to a pub.
Yeah, we'll take you out.
Yes. Oh, wait. You see how excited I got? I messed up my camera angle. I'm like, you're drinking. All right, so I need to get off from here. So tell everyone where they can find you online and then how they can, like, follow you and where they can send congratulations for the Saboteur Award. America, we need to get on that. They need some more congratulations.
Okay. So, at Verbose MCR, and that's on Facebook and Twitter. It's just at Verbose MCR, MCR for Manchester.
Okay.
And we don't have a website. We just, thought we'd simple.
Well,
you can get
it's a familiar field. All right. Definitely will. And they're very responsive, you guys. So if you email and you're there and you want to be there and you want to speak on the fourth Monday, not speak, don't speak, read poetry. Definitely read poetry, don't speak. That's boring.
Yeah, or stories. We have lots of short stories as well.
Or
true stories. We love a true story.
Yeah, or you could do something, you know, slightly off the wall. That would be okay.
Now I'm sad. I am there the fourth Monday. But I'd rather be in Ibiza, so I'm booking a plane ticket out. I'm sad. No. much more fun stuff. And I'm one of the 12 and 15 And I Thought ladies. Man, it keeps growing. So check everything that we do out on andwethought.com. And please, you guys, go to the ladies tab when you go to And We Thought and go down to the middle of the page and so